Lloyd Davies. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm
going
to be there
a couple
weeks ago on these guys. That was pretty fun.
Well, My problem with you, Lloyd, is that you're just sort of like a wigger possum here. You run out to the middle of the road. I don't know if you've ever been driving late at night in a Geo or a Cadillac or something like that here. And what happens, you'll go ahead and you'll see a freaking possum in the middle of the road. And that damn possum, he'll go 1 inch or so, he'll go 2 inches here. The possum just can't decide to run on one, run to the side of the road. Run away, but he has to go ahead and sit in the middle of the road. He goes back and forth and go back and forth here. And a man like me who does not like possums here, I mean, hell, possums are easy as hell to go ahead and clip. I've only gone ahead and run over one or two coons in my life here. And once a coyote that was sort of stupid and ran right in front of the car here. You know what I mean? Like he thought he could outrun the car. He got screwed up by that. But I've gone ahead and run over a lot of possums here. And essentially what you do is you can't figure out which way you're going to go, you know, Lloyd. And that annoys me sometimes. You're like a possum. You're like a possum here. What happens, I was actually paying close attention to, the news when it came on. And pretty much, what you end up having, these niggerized cities, big cities. And they may think they're strong here, but it's real easy. I used to drive a truck. And like when you had Hurricane Sandy, they closed the George Washington Bridge. Well, you close 3 out of 4 of the major bridges leading into New York. And the most major one is the George Washington. Double lane. Essentially, you go ahead and you cut off. There's no railway bridge here, just bringing in massive bits of food like it would be to Stalingrad or Leningrad. You go ahead and you cut off the truck lines. Essentially, within about 3 or 4 days, the cupboard gets bare because these niggers don't go ahead and buy lots of food or something like that. That's not what New Yorkers do. You go ahead and you starve them out. Well, the same thing can go ahead and be the same for all these niggerized big cities. And, ever since I've run here, they go ahead and see I'm a white man and then I'm, racist here. And you'd end up having little old ladies come up to me and say, "Martin, when the balloon goes up, what are we going to do about the niggers coming out of Springfield or out of Kansas City?" Yeah, so well, shit, I mean, it's surrounded by rednecks here. The niggers in North Springfield, they're not going to get as far as Willard here. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sort of hoping they'll kill and eat and sodomize, John Ashcroft and his wife Janet. And as far as Kansas City niggers, they're not going to go ahead and get as far south as Harrisonville. Or anything like that here. I've gone ahead and seen. So I was going ahead looking, and essentially, like I was, I don't know if you heard the early part, but it's always been the case that essentially the first ones to go ahead and do the returns are your suburban Whigger, your suburban Whigger counties. Second of all, are your rural counties. Because they don't have as many votes, even though they don't have the latest and greatest machines. They have enough latest and greatest machines. Even if they be D-Bolt, they already know, they count nests. And dead last in the state of Missouri is Kansas City, but dead last is St. Louis. And just like all the big cities, you got to understand is that some of it is just niggers. Is just simply waiting to go ahead and figure out how much they need to win if it's a real close election. And, the candidates that they had chosen were, you didn't really have any level one candidates except for United States Senator. And, I am struck. By essentially the same thing happened 10 years later that happened in 2000. You had two people running for state auditor in 2002. I was running for United States Senator against Jim Talent as a Republican, and they were mad. The Republicans were mad. I was just simply said, well, we as racists need to go ahead and deliberately go ahead and not vote for Republicans here, you know, and we need to go ahead and embarrass the crap out of Republicans, and we need to go ahead, because essentially we need to go ahead and take these treasonous, thieving, Whigger Republicans, and we need to go ahead and run them between white, you know, real white men here, real working white men, and the Democrats, to where they go ahead and they become a racial party, even though they pretend to be. And essentially, they were having a fit. So there was no chance I was going to win against Talent. But, oh, this local piece of shit named Nick Myers, who's a CPA, he would be the campaign manager for a number of people, and he's the chairman of the Newton County Republican Party, and a bunch of people had him as their campaign manager because he's a CPA, and he's a bigwig in Missouri Republican Party politics. So what happens, this bastard, you know, wanted to go ahead and come up with a rule, well, you're running for national, this is only for county. I said, well, you're letting Jay Kanzler go ahead and talk. Well, he was specially invited. I said, well, I know I was invited, but hey, you know, you better go ahead and let me speak, because I'm running in, you know, just, you know, for a statewide office, just as he is. And essentially, if you're not going to go ahead and allow me to speak, then you're going to go ahead and face a lawsuit. I don't really care. So essentially, Nick Myers was all pissy here. So essentially, he went ahead and invited me up here. And then I talked about Sodom and Gomorrah, and you end up having this little bastard judge named Selby and a couple others here running, you know, running for judge here. Well, so I talked about Sodom and Gomorrah, and old Nicky had a fit. He had a fit here that I was going to go ahead and name the faggot judge here Stremmel. So he went ahead and yanked the microphone out of my hand, and oh, what happened? He cut me by 30 minutes, and this piece of shit named Claude Blakely, he went ahead and croaked, the worthless bastard. He used to be a Congress, you know, a state representative, and he was the county, you know, collector or something like, tax collector or something like that, and pretty well they screwed me up here. So I got mad, I just cheated on their ass, and I have a loud voice, and I walked down here, and here's Jake Castle ready to go ahead and have his time up. Said, did you see what he did? You don't allow that? Why don't we even do that? You know, he's your campaign manager. You can chew his ass. Tell him he's no longer your campaign manager. Well, I ain't going to do that. And I said, well, I've had a number of Mel Gibson moments here, but I don't like Mel Gibson. I never repent of them. I said, oh yeah, well, what happens, old Mel Gibson? I had a Mel Gibson moment a month before Mel Gibson. That is, you know, June 2006. You know, Mel Gibson moment. I was in Nut House, and there was this here psychiatrist to evaluate me named Jeffrey Klein. And essentially, what boiled down is I'd been sent to Nut House because, well, essentially I would disrupt this cocksucker Kevin Selby's. I disrupt anything here, you know what I mean? Essentially, if you are clever, if you know what you're doing, you can go ahead, disrupt any meeting, or you can go ahead and make them essentially do like they do with the Taliban and Guantanamo, have them in a, you know, have, you know, essentially have your trial without you being present. Okay? So essentially, you're going to be railroaded. You go ahead and you make the precedent that you get to go ahead, if you're in power, you get to go ahead and essentially hold trials in absentia and go ahead and kill, you know, judicially murder and execute your enemies here. You know what I mean? It's all about bringing things to a civil war so there'll be, you know, essentially a civil and racial war here in the Great Tribulation. So I always work toward doing that here. But anyway, I figured out Jeffrey Klein would figure out that I wasn't going to be a nice little boy. I hadn't been softened up for, you know, after 6 months, even though I was starting to be doped up. And essentially I said, Klein, that's a Jew name. Are you a fucking Jew? And he goes on and on and on for about 10 minutes about how he couldn't be a Jew. He was from the Rhine Palatine like Finkelstein is. And la, 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 la. Yeah, so ain't that just like a fucking Jew? Go ahead, can't say yes or no, but go ahead, go on for 10, 15 minutes about how you couldn't possibly be a fucking Jew. And after that, the thing, you know, we were, essentially we were yelling and screaming at each other for 2 hours and 20 minutes, and he, of course, went ahead and found me, you know, incompetent to proceed to trial. And that's about the way. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was that sanctimonious bullshit piece of shit here who played the game with the Ten Commandments, right? I don't have...
I mean, he's running for Chief Justice battle, and I haven't really heard anything.
Well, let me just tell you why he's a piece of shit. Back in 19... Yeah, you know, when he first came up with this Ten Commandments thing back in the mid-90s, he was the judge for Etowah County. And a friend of mine named Mike Kemp, who was the head of the Gadsden Minutemen, essentially he was being railroaded for having illegal weapons and smoking dope. And he's a diabetic, and yes, of course, he smokes dope. And essentially, Judge Moore was one of the ones who damn near got poor old Mike, you know, Kemp starved to death. But essentially, he goes ahead and talks about that we need to put the Ten Commandments in. Well, hey, Judge Moore, one of them is that you will not go ahead and murder someone, especially using a false judgment. You know what I mean? So, I don't have a high opinion of, quote, Judge Moore. You know what I mean?
I understand. I don't know that he's going to bring for this.
Okay, well, this, you know, he made a big thing about being a patriot, but on the other hand, he was a crooked piece of shit on the bench, too. You know what I mean? You know, with some other people. So, you probably, you know, you live in, what, Alabama or something?
Well, I live not too far from, probably about maybe 120 miles from where he's from.
Okay. Athens, what, Georgia or something like that you live in? Oh, you live in Alabama then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the Huntsville? Is that around Decatur or something like that?
North of Decatur.
Okay, I imagine they still have that big old Reynolds aluminum plant. I used to go ahead and pick a whole bunch of big old coal suicide rules. Oh, well, Don Black, from my gear, his hometown is West Palm Springs here.
Well, he got some
money as his Ogbot here. You know what I mean? He's trying to make old Derek into a, you know, into a sort of a Rush Limbaugh by essentially trying to get his sperm front tars to go ahead and pay $700 a week, you know, so he can go ahead and get on the, you know, get on the AM radio or something like that here. But, yeah, there was a, I don't know if you knew this, there was a big old Reynolds aluminum plant.
Well, that might have been before my time. I've only lived here about 13, 14 years.
Okay, well, this was at least 20 years ago. Well, I assume they'd have one because they have this big old dam, you know, called Muscle Shoals, and it goes ahead and provides enough hydroelectric plant. It provides enough hydroelectric power to melt, you know, to melt the clay to make the big old rolls of aluminum.
Okay,
so, I mean, there's a good size road, just go straight here. There's hardly anybody who lives there except a bunch of farmers here, mainly white farmers, but essentially it's pretty well, it's just, you know, I mean, I love driving to Alabama. There is not a single damned way station in the entire town, in the entire state when I used to drive it. You know what I mean? And to weigh your axles here, you know, as a truck here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I have them in Tennessee. Tennessee's awful because what they do is that they have these mountains, and they put them in a chokehold so you can't really go around them very easy. You know what I mean? But,
you used to have a, they used to have a no tolerance speed limit where if you got 1 or 2 miles over, they'd still pull you over.
Well, that's what Ohio is like here. A lot of driver, you know, a lot of truck drivers despised Ohio. Virginia, another bad place here. So anyway, I'm sort of looking, it looks like North Carolina went for mittens, but maybe Virginia went for maybe Obongo, but this time it doesn't matter. Because Obongo got officially 274. So Obongo essentially wins. And, oh, I thought Obongo would win. I mean, what happens? Pat Buchanan a couple months ago said, well, mittens don't really have, he has to win every single one. If he doesn't get Ohio, Ohio was the most important one. But then what happens is that here they are counting Ohio and essentially mittens as 50-49. And he's maintained a comfortable lead. Now, in Florida, one time, old Mittens had, 500 votes more than Obongo did. But you got to realize if you've gone ahead and gone to a courthouse and seen, like, say, Newton County. This Newton County is sort of like a suburban thing. What happens is that it's a second-class county, and now it's a first-class county. Essentially, it doesn't have all the niggers, doesn't have all the big old sprawl here. But essentially, it has the latest and greatest vote counting, machine or something like that. And optical character reading machines that they've all gone ahead and replaced. And essentially, it is put in every single one of the 24 precincts, and they have a fifth one to go ahead and count just federal votes. And essentially, what they do is they count the absentees. And you learn soon enough. Essentially, what the absentee vote is, it's going to be within 1 or 2% of what the actual, the rest of it's going to be here. You have certain people who live in a certain, in a certain precinct, and Granby precinct, paradoxically, I think is the biggest precinct in Newton County, because it goes ahead and includes quite a bit of area around Granby here. And whereas, Neosho ends up being divided into, 4 precincts and Crowder and all this sort of thing. So you learn if you're running for a state rep, and I did run for a state rep, you learn to pretty well know your precincts. And, yes, there's going to be a difference. I'm going to get a little bit higher small percentage of the vote in Granby than I am in, say, Seneca. You know what I mean? And, when Democrats used to run candidates, used to have this guy named Fenske who lived in Wentworth. Well, guess what? He got almost all the vote in Wentworth here. He was the only precinct in Newton County which went mainly Democrat. Well, that was because he lived in Wentworth. A little bitty town of about, 97, 98, people or something like that here. So you have, 24 precincts in Newton County and the absentees. And they count the absentees first. So, pretty well, I was thinking of going over to Newton County, because by then it was pretty well clear Obongo was going to win. It was pretty well clear that Claire McCaskill was going to win. And pretty well, I just wanted to go ahead and gloat on these cocksuckers. But I decided, no, why spend $5-6 in gas? Just go ahead and gloat to these cocksuckers. And besides, I'm boycotting the election. And that's why I went ahead and wrote for Roxy. I'm boycotting the election because essentially you won't allow me to run because I'm a white supremacist, or you go ahead and do whatever, so therefore I don't have to pay your taxes, I don't have to obey your laws, I don't have to obey your officials. And that's what's freaking out. You got to vote and show that you're part of the system. No, you don't. I mean, Newscock was having a shit fit. He was having a shit fit. When was it? Saturday night. When I says.
Yeah. later.
Well, what happens is what Newskike has done here. Newskike is, pretty well Paul Dembski when he had revealed his Facebook page, and, Newskike is a Jew. Huh? I don't know here. Maybe somebody's spoofing us, but I'm pretty sure. Okay, well, I'll disagree with you. Okay. I'll disagree unless you want to go ahead and prove me wrong. Okay.
I'm just saying that if Obama's getting a second term, I kind of like you sometimes. I don't feel that I should. If the government doesn't represent me, then why should I do things?
Yeah.
Like the mandatory health care and all that crap. I've already done the time. I'm not going to get that crap. I'm just going to have to.
Okay. Let me tell you what's going to happen in 2014. What's going to happen is that the very first year, you don't get health insurance. You don't get the mandate. You don't go ahead and pay $5,000-$6,000. You're going to end up having to pay $94-$96 the very first year as a penalty because it's a tax. Remember? That's what it's a tax. And essentially, John Stevens, that's another reason haven't gone ahead and filed too many lawsuits. Essentially, if you end up having such a crooked, just a crooked system where even old John Roberts goes ahead and, if it was a tax, and they weren't supposed to even listen to the damn thing. You understand what I mean? They weren't even, so essentially it was all together. They passed it as essentially we get to go ahead as necessary proper, make someone go ahead and buy, using their money, force somebody to buy essentially what is a quote private, with a private corporation. This is not single payer. And essentially what it was is that it was Newt Gingrich wanted it. He wanted to go ahead and pay off the insurance company. Essentially the Heritage Foundation. It went ahead and said this. And essentially, what you have is you have the Republicans and Democrats getting together to go ahead and fuck with people and pay it. But anyway, the second year, it goes ahead and goes up to $200, I think, in 2015. And then after that, it's, what, $600-$700. Okay, if you are an employer, for my gear, the first year is $200, and then it goes ahead and goes up to $2,000. And what happens? Carl Denninger went ahead and said they're already believing that Mittens is going to win, and therefore what they're doing is that all of, the same group that owns Olive Garden and Red Lobster are cutting their full-time employees down to 30 hours to go ahead and get below the necessity to pay for Obongo Care. You know what I mean? So you've lost 25%. You've lost 25% of your paycheck because of Obongo Care. Well, the thing about it is that for all practical purposes, let's say you don't have a job. See, the whole purpose of this was to go ahead, and it's the same thing that Mittens did here with Ryan. Well, Obongo took $700 billion out of Medicare, and, yes, he did, to go ahead and pay for Obongo Care. Well, yes, but what happens is that Mittens and Ryan, what they were going to do is that they were going to go ahead and transfer it from the federal government, Medicare, to the states. And you end up having California, Illinois, and pretty well all the states. Essentially, they're either in big debt, or, in case of Missouri, what they're doing is that they are cutting the public schools, they're going ahead and cutting, certainly, higher education, by 13% a year. They're cutting and cutting and cutting. You know what I mean? The only thing they're paying for a great deal is for prisons, which is about, what you could expect here. So, essentially, what happens, though, is that if your company still values you, there's no way even 20 years ago, if you're a healthy 18-year-old with no smoking habit or anything like drinking habit or anything like that, $2,000 would maybe pay for your health insurance. But it certainly won't pay for you if you're 40 or 50 or 60. You know what I mean? Essentially, if they need your work, what they'll simply do is they'll pay the $2,000 fine until you get your own damn insurance. You understand what I'm saying? So essentially what it is, it's a means to go ahead, it's a means to cut down on Medicaid for the old wiggers, and it's a means to go ahead and essentially draw in money from these fines, these tax fines from corporations who hire wiggers. And essentially what John Roberts overturned was the necessity for the states to go ahead and have Obamacare as essentially part of their individual mandates. And essentially here in Missouri, you know, you have Jay Nixon. He got reselected, against this Republican businessman who spent $6 million of his own money like a tard and pretty well lost it. And in any case, pretty well the Republicans, the only seat that they won was of Secretary of State. And I don't think it really matters here. This bitch, Robin Carnahan, she went ahead and went along with refusing to let me run as a, quote, white supremacist, as a Republican, and as a libertoon. So essentially, the Democrats are in with it too here, but I don't expect anything better from Democrats. So what's going to end up happening? What's going to end up happening is that here you have all these minimum wage jobs here, and they're already cutting down even a year or so before Obamacare kicks in, and they're cutting by 25% the paychecks of people who work for Olive Garden and for Red's Lobster. They're going ahead and cutting their paychecks by 25% by only giving them 30 hours. You know what I mean? Even before it kicks in. Well, you're going to.
We went and voted today, and there was an amendment saying in Alabama here that they wanted to vote to get it knocked out of Obamacare.
Well, that's what they did. That's what they did in Missouri. Essentially, what it boils down to is that they don't really need to have it. This is just simply nothing more than a referendum, and it passed by, 67% in Missouri? It passed by 67% in Missouri. It doesn't really matter because, essentially, remember John Roberts, he's gone ahead and cut off, he's pretty well just gone ahead and given everybody except your rank and file wigger a free pass here. It's a tax, remember? So therefore, what they do is that they go ahead and figure out which percentage of their employees. They'll just simply pay $2,000. And by the way, you can't force the state of Missouri, even though it's not, the state of Missouri isn't bankrupt. They've just cut and cut and cut and cut quite a bit of taxes. They've gone ahead and cut quite a bit. They've gone ahead and cut because their taxes are lower here. What's going to happen is that when you don't have ordinary white people able to go ahead, their wages, how are they going to go ahead and buy enough to lift this recession out here? So you have a bunch of, corporations, they got all this printed money in the bank, and there's nobody able to borrow it, there's nobody able to go ahead and buy anything, essentially you have all the work heading for a Great Depression coming up the road. And it's pretty well understood that regardless of whether Obongo or Shittens was elected, that within 2 years, you're going to have a major economic collapse. Now, people ask me, what happens is that, Covington thought the October surprise was going to be bomb Iran for Benny Netanyahu here. Then after old Mittens went ahead and stumbled on the first debate, everybody sort of thought that old Mittens was going to win. The Jews had turned on him. And essentially what happens is that the Jews pretty well figured out is that, shoot, you don't need any more chaos here. Let the wiggers in the face of Mittens take it up the ass. You know what I mean? Let the wiggers take it up the ass. Now, Mittens is not. Mittens is just a, you know, corporations are people too. Mittens, you know, I mean, you know, here they are bitching about old Bongo having a $1.2 trillion deficit every year for the last 4 years, and he's gone ahead and brought the deficit up by $5 trillion. But here's Mittens. He's going to go ahead and give. He's not going to go ahead and do anything different than Obongo is going to do. And in addition, he's going to give a $5 trillion tax cut. And he's going to go ahead and give $2 trillion more to the Army here, to the military. And essentially, so essentially he's going to do the same thing that Obongo does, but he's going to go ahead and add, what, another $8 trillion over 4 years. So essentially, instead of $1.2 trillion deficit, he's going to go ahead and make it a, what, $3.2 trillion deficit every year. And then you wonder how the fuck that's going to happen. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to go ahead and take it out of closing loopholes. And then somebody goes ahead, well, are you going to go ahead and be specific? No, we're not going to be specific. We're going to tell you when we get done here. Well, how the fuck is that going to work, huh? How the fuck is that going to work? No, I mean, Mittens is just a, you know, piece of shit that pretends he's for me. Well, you know, essentially, you know. And folks, I've seen establishment wiggers. I mean, my biggest enemies is not the Newton County Democratic Party. It's the Newton County Republican Party. But talk about Claire McCaskill. 10 years ago, I go ahead and I go ahead and say, Kanzler, that's a Jew name. Are you a fucking Jew? I mean, I had my Mel Gibson moment 4 years before Mel Gibson said, are you a Jew? I bet you're a Jew. Ah! You know, so he went ahead and did his little speech here, and I was, you know, freaking Jew. Anyway, I went ahead and typed up, you know, this video camera here. I was not popular. So I went ahead and I started a whispering campaign saying, y'all be smart in Jesus Christ. He had a Jew for a treasurer. Look where he ended up. Don't elect a Jew for a treasurer. And I guess it pretty well caught on is that probably Jay Kessler was a Jew. So they went ahead and they, you know, this guy named Al Hansen paid all $500 for his primary, and this Jew lawyer from St. Louis, the Republican Party's establishment, had paid $60,000-$70,000 for his election campaign. And the Jew boy, you know, the Jew boy lost by 40% to 60% to Al Hansen. Well, it went on for about 2 weeks later after the primary election. They found out that old Al Hansen had been convicted for securities fraud and served 6 months here, but he'd gone ahead and changed his life and formed a prison ministry. So he was a reformed thief here. And I was saying, well, shit, better a thief that got, you know, stupid enough to get caught, but honest enough to be reformed over a Jew boy. But the Missouri Republican establishment didn't look it that way. So they said, don't vote for Al Hansen. Vote for the state auditor, the Democrat candidate for state auditor, who happened to be, ta-da, a piece of shit, Jackson County prostitute who'd been kicked out on her ass because she was a bitch, named Claire McCaskill. And so what happens is the Missouri Republican Party establishment handed Claire McCaskill the job of state auditor. And the job of state auditor is on the off-year elections. You know, you have the presidential elections, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, treasurer, attorney general, and essentially the off one is a state auditor. So as a result, Claire McCaskill was able to go ahead and run and keep her office when she ran for governor against Bob Holden in 2004, and she lost the primary, but so did Bob Holden. He lost to old Matt Runt Blunt here, Skunk Blunt's boy. And old Rentblunt went ahead and looted the treasury, but good here, and I caused some trouble. That's part of the reason I got sent up to the nut house. But what is funny here is that she ran in 2006 and she won, and just like 10 years ago, essentially here is Jack Danforth, piece of Republican Episcopalian shit, you know, who says, Todd Akin, Todd Akin for saying this here. He is awful. He is evil here. He's gone ahead and talked against the sanctity of cunts. Oh! You know, and essentially Mittens went ahead and threw Todd Akin under the bus. And essentially everybody threw Todd Akin under the bus except for the Right to Life people who essentially Todd had carried their water. See, he started out as a state, he started out in the Missouri State Assembly, and then he ran for the suburban St. Louis congressional district. I think it's the second or third. You know, this nigger named Clay gets the first district here, and this nigger named Emmanuel Cleaver, the former nigger mayor of Kansas City, got the fifth one. Yeah, he's the nigger mayor of Kansas City. He's a lying, worthless piece of shit nigger too. But then again, so's Clay. Okay. Well, you know what? You know what nigger inner city politicians are like. You know what I mean? I'm sure you have lots of niggers in Alabama. You know, in Birmingham. Now, Birmingham, I hear, is what? Oh, 79% black here a couple years ago. It's probably even more nigger. Huh?
I never go down to Birmingham.
Not unless you have to. You know? Okay. I'm not really annoyed at you so much here. It's just that what happens is old Peerless Goodmamser has not hidden his inherent hostility in the last 2 months of Newskike shows. The only time they get interest is when I call in and we yell and scream at each other, and you have Visser, and he's favoring Visser. And most of the time, what he does, he just has this idiotic retard called the intern. And the guy sounds like a retard to me. And essentially, they go ass to mouth here when, you know, he gets tired of holding up. And
I will take you up on that. You said the chat was the best week on you guys,
Probably not. Someone said this Joe Emumu here, this Kurdish Jew who lives in Sweden here, is in the nut house or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised, but in any case, I'm feeling fairly good here because, you know, the Democrats and the nigger is not my friend. But on the other hand, at least they're open, you know, they never pretend to be my buddy. Whereas the Republicans will pretend to be Whigger's buddies. Essentially, I mean, here in Missouri, here everywhere, in the United States, everywhere within the United States, Mittens only had less than a third of the people here. Essentially, the rest of the people couldn't get their act together to figure out, you know, I mean, if old Newt and old Prick Santorum and, heck, Michelle Bachmann here had gone ahead and played rock, paper, scissors, and essentially, okay, we're going to go ahead and drop out and give all our things to whoever won the rock, paper, scissors contest. Hell, they'd have been the nominee instead of old Mittens, and chances are they would have won. But essentially what you had is you had the establishment Republicans going ahead, and all they were was for corporate America, and essentially, I think Quiggers went ahead and said, fuck it. Or we'll vote for somebody else or something like that. And Mittens lost here. Essentially, you end up having these Quiggers, oh no, we got to keep the nigger from being elected here. And here they are. They go ahead and vote South Dakota, you know, by about what, 79% to 25%, something like that here for, you know, Mittens. You know, in Utah, they vote for Mittens. And here they are, they're just racking up these 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 point electoral votes here. And meanwhile, here comes Illinois and New York and California and Florida and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And essentially, less than a quarter in terms of landmass goes ahead and votes for the nigger. But don't really matter here. Essentially, there's not going to be, you know, essentially, what if you go ahead and look at militarily, just starve out these blue states. Just go ahead, you know, I mean, I'm looking at what, New Mexico and Colorado? that's the Beaner vote. You know, California, that's the Beaner vote here. So glibber wiggers and beaners and niggers went ahead and voted out stupid wiggers. And that's what happened. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I mean, hell, maybe he went ahead and, you know, maybe he went ahead and did his research and voted for the green candidate who's supposed to be a lesbian here. Maybe he did that too. You never know, huh? Freaked him out. So he went ahead and just, you know, put in an empty ballot here. Because they were... All right, Lloyd. Hail victory.
Okay.
All right, hail victory. Okay, folks, bye. We're going to go ahead and take a short break in about 2 or 3 minutes, and we will be back. And I don't know if I gave Lloyd too much time. I'm a piss-poor interviewer. So, folks, hail victory.